We hear again a couple of the verses from the appointed text of Exodus 19. The Lord called to Moses out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." In the name of Jesus. So that's quite a promise to the Lord's people. To us and our children, too, to be clear. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests. Do you feel like a priest? I don't. Sometimes I barely even feel like a Christian. Just trying to eke out the daily Christian life. Sometimes it can be like hanging by the fingernails, it seems. But the Lord said many priests, not just one, a kingdom of priests, not some of us, not the better of us or something like that, but a kingdom, man, woman, adult, child, every person in the pews, grandfather with a bad back, baby crawling under the pew for the lost toy, the whole church, the whole Israel of God. You are priests. What does that mean? We look at why the Lord established priests for Israel. He did it because he was good to his name. He remembers his promise. His promise, that was to make the sinner holy, to make you holy. Here's the Lord's promise to the sinful Israelites. He didn't make it when they were being good. He made it to them in their sin. "You shall not profane my holy name," the Lord said, "but I will be sanctified among Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." Leviticus 22:32. So a little note on that word sanctified. You may remember this from a boring lecture in catechism class. It's just the Latin form of the word holy. Sanctified is to be made holy. In that way, we know that the city of Santa Fe, right up the highway, we could call it Sanctified Fe. It's the city of holy faith. Or the city of San Antonio is the city of Saint Anthony, or the Holy One, Anthony. So that's pretty simple. The Lord's promise, "You shall not profane my holy name, but I will be kept holy among Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy." Leviticus 22 again. To make Israel holy, how does he do that? He sets the priests. They proclaim his name. They speak his forgiveness. As the Israelite leaves the tabernacle altar where the priest presides, the priest says one declarative word to them, one simple word in Hebrew. It sounded something like tahar. That's the Hebrew declaration. You are clean. That's what the Lord appoints a priest to do. Send them home with that. Declare the holy name. Proclaim the promise. Intercede for these sinners. Forgive sins in the name of the Lord. Bless them with the name daily. Send them home with the word tahar. You are clean. Let that ring in their ears all week long. That's the Lord making holy the sinner. The Lord is going to be good to his name. The people of Israel, they would go back to their tents. We can read some of the sins that they did. They would live their lives, sinful flesh lives. They would have lives of marriages in conflict, even broken, lives of families in turmoil, neighbor sinning against neighbor, looking out for the good of self, greed, envy, lust, lies, all of the rest. They still lived in that sinful flesh, which means their holiness never came, never would come from their own sinful flesh, their own efforts, their own works, their own progress. We're done with that. That'll never do it. Their holiness, only from the Lord, the one who is holy and who makes you holy. Their holiness, never by works, only by faith. Faith that the Lord is good to his promise and desires nothing more than to make for himself a special, set apart, holy people out of a bunch of sinners. Our lives, we can look around us. People going to work, schools, hospitals, jails, thousands of homes with families, some rather happy, some not so happy. What does it mean that we leave the church and go out into this city, to workplaces and stores and businesses, to homes of our neighbors? We go as priests of our Lord God, who loves all people. We are those made holy by the priestly work of Jesus. Jesus, the great high priest who is holy and who will have his holy people. The great high priest who gave himself as the sacrifice, the Lamb of God, bearing the sin of the world. For this is the work of Jesus, the great high priest, who is himself with no sin, but who goes to the cross bearing all sin. Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Jesus, our priest, your priest, he knows our sin. He knows we cannot make ourselves holy. He looks at us and declares to us the holy name, so that every divine service where Jesus gathers his people to hear his word and to be given his sacrament, he invokes the name over us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we know that that name is not just describing who God is, but much more. It is bestowing the promise that you are here to be made holy. This is all the work of Jesus, who intercedes for you before his Father with his own blood and with words petitioning his Father to have mercy, which is exactly what the Father wants to do. Jesus, who gathers us to his word to hear the preaching of salvation and be kept in the promise of baptism, who sends us home with the words, take and eat, take and drink, my body, my blood, your sin is forgiven. At the body of Christ, you are tahar, clean. But the whole earth is the Lord's. How will the Lord sanctify this earth, sanctify our neighbor? You and me, all here in the pews, hearing the Lord's word and being sanctified, made holy by his body and blood, he now names us his kingdom of priests. How will we tear down the unholy in our world? How will we sweep away the uncleanness? We won't. But the word of Jesus does. The word of gospel, of sins forgiven, of grace for the sinner. We will be tempted to go out into the world and make it all Christian, whatever that would mean, whatever that would look like. But the Lord instead has us going out as sinners forgiven, speaking his forgiveness. That's how he makes people of his out of sinners. Our neighbor is expecting none of that. Our world expects the voice of the church to be harshness, condemnation, a voice of retribution, of how we're going to put everything in order, setting ourselves over others. But we're sinners too. The guilt, the shame, it belongs to us. We're in our sinful flesh. Can our voice to the world be one of harshness, retribution, coercion, control, as if we somehow are above the world? Our Lord sets us not above the world, but in our world, shoulder to shoulder with fellow sinners to sanctify them. How? By blessing, by forgiving, by covering guilt, by removing shame. All this by telling of our Lord's atoning death on the cross for all sinners, by speaking to our neighbor the gospel of all sins forgiven, by giving out the kind invitation to leave the world's words of despair and fear and control and be gathered to the Lord's name, to his words of gift and life. Our Lord gives us to sanctify our neighbor by speaking our Lord's word in generosity and in gentleness. Freely he gives us the word with no payment. Freely our Lord gives it to our world through us. As the Lord sends forth his word of blessing, he is sanctifying our world. We may not see it, but his word does not return empty. As a kingdom of priests, we are given to intercede then for the sinner. The priestly intercession is for mercy, for forgiveness, a pleading for peace to the sinner, for restoration. The Father hears that prayer. He hears our prayer. For his Son put these words on our lips. The Father gives mercy. He forgives. He restores. He reconciles. So that the name of Jesus, the great high priest, sinners, are made holy. So the church prays. We pray for all. For our great high priest Jesus appoints us to do just that. He consecrates us to do this because he loves our world. He cares for our neighbor. He desires all to be blessed and to hear the invitation to come to the gifts of the holy name. By our prayer for our world, by our intercession for our neighbor, the Lord is sanctifying. He is making holy. In the name of Jesus, amen.